Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Iman Wali Ayub Bilal, the halal industry, do for sale. I'd like to begin with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We're here today again thanking Allah. We have another opportunity not just to speak with each other, not to look at things in a way that make us feel, you know, we got control, but another day that Allah has given us to think. Think on the things that we see before us, the things that need to be done. And not just by us. We have to see ourselves doing it across the world, across the nations. Every man, every woman, every child, every family, every nation. When we look at it, Allah has, he says to us in the Quran, to each have I turned to a goal. Each what? Each individual, each family, each community, each neighborhood, each city, each county, each state, each continent, all of us. He didn't create anyone without a goal. Goal is wrapped into the flesh. My flesh, that's mine alone. Even though Nate and James are sitting here, they can't have my goal. We may do similar things. We might need each other in what we're doing. But they can't have my gold, and I can't have theirs. But collectively, we can build. We can work together for years, as we've have done. And we know this all across the country. We got family members across the country. Because of what type of life we live, we got people we know all across the country. As you get to a certain age, it's just natural. There might be somebody that exists that don't know hardly nobody, just the neighborhood. I doubt it, but it might be somebody like that. And I'm not talking about somebody who has a mental problem or some kind of sickness and they can't get about. I'm talking about the average individual grows through life to get to know people, to get to know things, to have a relationship with God. That relationship with God is based on our faith and our belief. We can't hold him. If anything, he's holding us. But when we look at the life that exists, key for me, I can't get it out of my head. Allah has said, a mercy to humanity, the Quran, the prophet prayers and peace prayer upon them, but the good works that you do. Allah says also that I tie right with that. And I want to say this before. Well, let me say that first, and then I'll go back. When Allah says to us, a mercy to humanity, he gives us an assignment. He said, if you don't do what you're supposed to do with it, that means Allah knows exactly what he gave to each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. If you don't do what you're supposed to do with it, I spoke to a brother, sent a text. I didn't speak to him. He's looking to get married. He's a brother. I think he's younger than me a little bit. Might be about my age, you know what I mean, but somewhere in that area. And he's seeking a wife, which is a good thing. I'm not putting his business on the street. He wanted me to share it. And he would like to find a sister that's 60 or older and marry her. And he said something that highlighted his conversation, which was like to say what Allah gives, what Allah signs he gives, things that he make known to you. So I had to send it back to him in my words. And that is that what he said was correct, number one, and that what he had to do is, in other words, the statement that he sent was something to this effect, that what's for you won't miss you, and what missed you wasn't for you. So I had to remind him that I didn't say it just like that, like I'm getting ready to say it, but I said it similar to what it is. I said, then you be patient. You keep asking Allah every day. Because he already sent one. Allah is not a double crosser. He's telling us, you know, there's a mate for everyone, a male and a female. He makes it clear. He don't say a male and a male, a female and a female. No, you might be in war together. You know what I mean? You might be on a job together. But he mixing it like that. So I told the brother that in what he was saying, he's right. But all he has to do is keep asking Allah and then recognize he probably already had what he needs but ran it away because he wasn't satisfied with it. And I believe that's in many cases. You know, what do you want? Do you want what Allah gives us, or do we want what we can get for ourselves? It might not be too tasty. Might not be something we like. Just trying to get something for yourself. But maybe you got it off the TV. Maybe you got it, even though we don't go to bars, maybe somehow you got it out of somebody, off of somebody who came out of a bar. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? In other words, but Allah is saying, I made a mate for you. So first of all, you look at you, male or female, look at yourself. There's no one that can say Allah didn't show him anybody they should be married to. No, the key is do what Allah said. Find your mate. Get married. Do the things that you're supposed to do. Why? He is the creator and set the pace and the tone for all of us to get paralyzed now and later. If it's in me, I'm a troublemaker. and I'm wondering why I can't get no peace. But I'm a troublemaker. I'm a troublemaker. I'm supposed to check myself and to see, because Allah don't say nothing that he don't mean. If he said everyone has a mate, he means every single creature that comes alive, male and female, and even when we see animals, maybe they have that, but definitely male and female human being, there's a mate. Sometimes you just have to tone something down in yourself or build something up in yourself, male or female. I ain't talking to anybody in particular. Just the picture that we get. So when we look at the Quran, getting away from the brother that sent his message to me, because I feel confident, especially since he's acting his age. I mean, I've never heard him say he want a teenager, but he's acting his age. He wants something 60 or older. He want a mature woman. That's what he's saying. You know what I mean? So, and I pray that that's what he's saying. He want a mature woman. He didn't sound like he was saying 60 or above. Who can't take care of herself? That she needs him, and he can boss her around. He didn't sound like he was saying it that way. But everything, when Allah says to each of you, so who exists? What human being exists without a direction from Allah Himself? Every one of us got it, and the only one know it to its fullness is the person who's living it. In other words, Wali Ayub Bilal, no Wali Ayub Bilal. I know the things that I did that was wrong, that was bad, that I had to seek forgiveness for. And there's something I believe Allah forgave me, but I still, when it comes to my mind, Allah forgive me for that. Why? Because I don't even want to lean in that direction. Can I talk about it? Yes, I can talk about it. I try to talk about it in terms that people know that, okay, I've done something. I'm not one that can say I've never done something. I've done something that I don't like that I did. Because there's other people wrestling with that too. I've heard people say in my lifetime, and I'm sure many of you have, that, yeah, I did that. I will mess everything up because I ain't going to be forgiven anyway. No, that's not God. That's not Allah saying that. Allah say he do forgive if you sincerely repent. I'm saying this to say we got a job to do. We, those of us, and this is not to slight anyone else, but those of us who came through the nation of Islam, there was a reason. And the reason is not something we said. Allah said to each of us is the goal. You couldn't just get in the nation of Islam. And I'm not talking about they wouldn't accept your ex writing for ex anything. You couldn't even look at it without Allah putting that in your path, my path, as a goal that we had to complete. There was something in the nation of Islam through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and something through his son, Imam Waqif Muhammad, and the body of believers. We were not, as people, me and Nate and James just mentioned about how people say, you know, those are the real Muslims. We never heard those terms until people were speaking about us. When Muslims came into Philadelphia or Chicago, when I was there, I heard it there too. I lived there for a minute. When they came in and saw something that was a little off course, these were Christians for the most part. They would say, no, y'all ain't the real Muslims. We know the real Muslims. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad put us in a place to see honorability. As a plus for us. We weren't liars. We weren't thieves. We didn't get drunk or get high. And there came a time, of course, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad got a little sickly and different things and infiltrated the temples. And all of a sudden, you got people getting high. But as long as he was healthy, nobody can bring that in. But maybe the ones that brought it in, maybe that was their goal. That they couldn't stand up. Now, I'm not saying that Allah has put it so they couldn't stand up. Just some would listen to the whispering of Shaitan. I'm saying this for a reason. I'm not getting away from what is my specialty, which is halal, building a community, model community, doing something for ourselves. But I'm utilizing that term that Allah turns each of us to a goal. When he allowed us to become slaves in America through our foreparents, he knew everything that was going to happen. It wasn't like he allowed it to happen, us to be brought over here on ships, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he saw how much damage was being done to some of us, man, I didn't mean to do that. No, he knew exactly what would happen. But in knowing it, there was a better day that was being prepared for us through our foreparents. When we look at the life today, what we're to do, the work we're to do, I pray every day that all of us, some I don't even know, never even seen, but that all of us live to see this thing turn around, to see the day that comes to us for living a life that's upright, that we influence others to do what's right. We become a model. Allah says, in him, in Muhammad, is the model, the most excellent model for those who want to come and see him. Not see Muhammad, Allah. To get the rewards from Allah, in other words. Not just see with our eyes. So our movement reflects a good to people who had better situations but have done things that were worse to show that they didn't have the insight of what they thought of the Quran. We got brothers today that teach people parody. Their tongue is arrogant. And I'm not just putting this on them because some of our brothers who speak English and badly do in a bad way they speak Arabic, meaning they're not good at it. But at the same time, their character is wrong. But when you got the assignment from Allah to spread this faith, it don't always have to sound like religion, but you can hear the good in it. You can hear that, Allah must have sent that.
Yes.
No question about it. There's no argument in your body, in your life about it. As I said, there are brothers who've come, brothers and maybe sisters. I'm not blaming sisters, but I know some brothers have come from overseas and told African Americans learning the Quran that the term in there says that your Christian family are kufar. Maybe they mean the term Kaffir. I believe Kaffir in African language is black. I believe that's what they might mean. But no, it sounds like they're saying kufar. And they mean it. Because some of our people walk away with the thought, man, my mom going to hell, she's a Kaffir. How could you say that? When God tells us clearly in the Quran, don't say to your mom. In other words, she raised you. And she raised you with the guidance that Allah allowed her to have. Wrong is wrong. We can see that clear. But we're never to talk about our mothers in a way of destruction. Remember the Arabs, when Prophet Muhammad got the assignment, the Arabs were saying what? Indirectly about their mothers. That they didn't deserve to live. How did they say that? They found out they had a daughter, they killed her, they buried her alive. Not even paying attention. You will never have grandchildren if none of these girls live. If none of these girls live who will marry a boy, you may have all daughters, and you're killing all of them. She marry a son. And his seed ain't going no further because he killed off all the girls. That's ignorance. Whether you say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim or not, that's ignorance.
Right.
And many of them did it even after Islam came to the country.
Mm-hmm.
They cut off the women today. I'm not trying to beat them up. But they cut off the women today by cutting their freedom to do simple things. You can't drive. When I was over there for Hajj, they can't drive cars.
Mm-hmm. And you're driving when I was over there.
Yeah, they was driving by the time you got there. But just things that... Allah don't want us to be where he says we're created from two human beings, a male and a female, from their tribes and nations, etc. That's enough to, Allah gives it to us in a way to show us that the woman is just as important as the man.
Yep.
Matter of fact, I would think to some degree she's more important, because can't none of us carry no baby. And where will we? It'll be too painful to let them out from us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She's built to carry a baby. Babies. Yeah, because my mom had 12 children. Four died young. But she had 12 children from my father. Always saying, long time. Said it before I became a Muslim. Said it for a long time. One day I looked at my wife, who was deceased, before she passed, and I said, you know what? That was unfair of me. I wanted 30 children. 8 boys and 2 girls. 8 boys and 2 girls. 8 boys and 2 girls. And after I thought about it.
That's 30 or 10.
That's 30. 8 and 2.
Yeah,
30. You know what I mean? So that 30 that I want, I can't carry one of them until the baby is born. You know what I mean? And 9 times out of 10, I put them in the stroller or put them in a car seat. She carried them the whole time. And I had to apologize to my wife, human nature, even though we didn't have that many. You know what I mean? We had 3. She carried. But all I wanted was, my father had a large family, and I wanted a large family. I wanted 30 children. I loved my father so much, I believe all my brothers and sisters love them like I love them. And I guess I wanted 30 children to love me like I love my father. I ain't even looking at who carried. But for us to look at the woman and think she has no importance in our life. No, she don't need to be out in the street in arguments and things of that nature. There's a whole life, a whole gift that she brings about. And again, Allah says to each, I've turned to a goal. You and I, the man, can't do it. We can go get as many surgeries as we want. We ain't going to do that. We ain't doing that. And if it happens, it's going to be a burden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ain't too many men trying to go that way.
Gotcha.
So, and I ain't talking about go in a homosexual way. I'm talking about trying to get some operation that he carries a baby. You know what I mean? She goes through enough. So I'm saying this. Every field that we can look at, every dimension that we can speak from, the clarity is that there is a goal that Allah turns each of us to. I am not able to control what's on the board today, so I'm asking our brother Imam Hamid or one of the others that are looking at the boards, that if you see anyone that has their touch the one to raise a hand and have a question or a statement or whatever, please let me know so we can bring them in. But at this time, Brother Imam, if you are able, we're going to take a PSA, and I'd like you to start from your end, and then we'll finish it from this end, if you will.
Imam is not hearing it, so we're going to start on this one.
So
Brother Nate,
read from the top. Yes. I sound like I'm AM 360. Nate Muhammad here. I'd like to read from the Quran, Surah. Surah 16, ayat 66 to 70. And verily, in cattle, too, will you find and instruct us fine from what is within their body. Between excrement and blood, we produce for you drinks, milk, pure and agreeable to those who drink it. And from the fruits of the date palms and vines, you get out wholesome drinks and foods. Behold, in this also is a sign for those who are wise. And thy Lord taught the bees to build and excel in a hill, on trees, and in man's habitation. Then to eat of all the produce of the earth, and find with skill the spacious path of his Lord. There issued from within their bodies a drink of various colors, within it healing for the man. Verily, this is a sign from those who give thought. It is Allah who created you and take your soul at death. And of you, there are some who are sent back to feeble. They know nothing after having known much. For Allah is all-knowing and powerful. Surely Allah speaks the truth.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you very much, Brother Nate. So,
the peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims that have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explained its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. Our goal, you know, all my life I've watched my father, and for me, my father was, I didn't worship him. I mean, I knew he wasn't God, but I loved him tremendously, no question about it. He was a good man. There's no doubt some things he did. I pray, and I know he prayed, that he be forgiven for, whether I know about him or not. When I look at the efforts that he made and how it formulated something for me, it makes me recognize how all of us, men and women, but right now I'm speaking definitely to the men, we have to see ourselves being exactly what Allah says, the model. No, we don't know who's looking at us, who's listening at us. The model, my father was a model for me. As I stated, if I didn't hear it from Allah to put Prophet Muhammad first, my father would always be first. If I didn't have the common sense to recognize and the decency of my own self to recognize good works in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Imam W.D. Muhammad and building community life for more people than my father touched, they would not be in front of him. But they earned something that my father couldn't do. He had a goal. My father had a goal. He was strong in our family. No question about that. I'm saying that to the men in general who hear our voices. The men in general, we have to recognize Allah has called us to be a model. That model stands up and makes things right. He corrects things. The wife, she's going to do the same. But our life should be out front protecting them. We're all working for the same goal when we have the right form of thinking. That same goal is to serve God. When we look at Christians, we look at Jews, we shouldn't see a difference like that. You know, if a Christian says, if a Jew says, they're praying to God, would you think we should be foolish enough to say, oh, I ain't listening to that prayer? If you're in the area, what's wrong with that prayer? If they don't know it, we know it. I've heard Christians say before, that ain't my God. Ain't for one, I would say to them. Ain't for one. The average one that I say it to, whoever it may be, they ain't going to argue with me. There's one God over everyone. And the Muslims should be recognizing that Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, is the seal of the prophets. They must recognize he's the finisher. You know, when you building a house or something, you have finishers. You have those for indoor and those for outdoor. Let a concrete man come and pour some concrete and don't finish and see what it looked like, especially if somebody walk upon it, walk over on it. They put finishing touches on it. The man himself has to recognize that Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, is not just a man talking about God, but living the life. His life is to be an image to everybody that knew him. And how do we get to know him? Just by being with him? No, he made this statement to his companions. His companions got a little jealous or something. They felt some kind of way. He said there will be those who will come later. Ain't we later?
Yes, we are.
They will come later. Never see me. Never set foot in this part of the earth where he was at. Now, some of us, we made it high, so we stepped foot over there. But before we set our foot over there,
mm-hmm.
he said, they will do more. This which I'm teaching you. Now, he's saying this to Abu Bakr and Umar and all of them that was around him, including my brother Bilal, saying to them that they're going to do, they didn't see me, they didn't know me. They're going to be born years and years after I leave the earth. But they're going to do more with what I'm telling you than you can do with it. And they felt something about that. Uthman, all of them, they felt something. How is that possible? The equation in that that makes it possible is Allah's God. Think about it. If they wanted to get the word out quick after the prophet said it, they had to get on a camel, a horse, a mule, and ride. We had that kind of stuff here in America. But they had to ride the distance that they wanted to spread the word. And they don't spread it as well because there are going to be some people when they get where they're going, nobody knew they was coming. In other words, there was no messaging. We seen in some of the movies how they messaged with birds, but everybody didn't have that as a way of communicating. But today, look at the message, how fast the message can go. I'm talking to you on a phone, looking at a computer. We can put you on picture or me on picture, and we can see each other, whether you're in this part of the earth or another part of the earth. You're somewhere right now where the sun is getting ready to come up.
Right.
We can talk to each other. Allah bless the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, to recognize in his conversation, even though he couldn't see it in his mind, he couldn't explain it to the others, that Allah will move this people, this humanity, in such a way, move them in such a way, that they will use parts of creation to have a better world. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, in his time he could see that they had already done much better than Adam. It was only Adam, his wife, and his two sons for a while. But no horse, if I remember right, the story of Adam. I don't remember hearing nothing about a horse. Maybe been a horse before they went into someone else, speaking about Noah or anyone else. But the bottom line is, once upon a time, they were just on foot.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are today. We got company all over the world. You can't go nowhere and don't see people. And people are riding vehicles, flying in planes, crossing the water in boats and ships, talking to each other through little tools we can hold in our hand and put it in our pocket. And while we're talking, we can see each other. We can recognize. Hey, that's Brother James over there. Ain't that him over there? You're on the phone talking to somebody, and you can see through your phone the way the person holding it up that James is in the crowd also. Call Brother James over here. Let me holler at him. You know him? Yeah, I know him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the communication. So here we are today. We have the Quran. We have all scriptures. And recognizing that we have all these things, we have something to work with that God has blessed every human being to be able to utilize. He says in another verse, ayat, he says, go off as in a race to all that is good.
Mm-hmm.
Who you think he's talking to? Just us? He's talking to the whole of humanity.
Mankind.
The whole of mankind. That's right. If you would just believe if you would just believe that go off as in a race for all that is good. Do you know how much better our world will be if we will stop competing in the wrong way and compete in the right way? If I can wake up every day personally and greet my family, greet my friends, greet my neighbors, and go out and do something that's going to help some of us, I did a good. There's nothing wrong with that. If I'm walking around with hatred in my heart, there's no good in that. How do we have a God that's so good? Call him Allah, call him God, call him the Creator. Use some of the names that others use that only change because of the language, but it still means the God. Arabic, the God. That's what that means. So why would we crawl up in our insides like we hate to hear the term God? Especially when Allah has said to us in our book, sit down with them, other people, and don't make fun of their God, because they'll make fun of yours. And their God hear nothing, and I hear everything. In other words, don't allow people to insult me because you said something crazy. Saying just good character. Every one of us African Americans today may not be so a few years from now, maybe a few hundred years from now. We got family that are in different things. We got family that's in religion. We got family in entertainment, even if they're only entertaining themselves and a few other people in parties. We got family that's employed. No doubt we got family that's laid off. We got family that stays sober-minded, and no doubt we got some that stays loose on either something that can intoxicate them, this powder form, pill, smoke, liquid, whatever the case may be. Our goal is to be the image to get away from the things that Shaitan wanted us to use to destroy us here and in the next life. Think about that. That's Shaitan's goal. That's not Allah's goal. Shaitan's goal is to destroy our efforts now for the reward. Think about that little joker. I call him little because one day there was a brother sitting in the masjid with me when we had the masjid in Jersey. And he was, you know how we move our finger, our pointing finger, when we were saying prayers while we're sitting in this in Jocelyn. He was moving his finger, and he turned over to me after we finished, and he said, I move my finger like this here, and I noticed you didn't do it at that time. We hadn't seen Imam do it the way he do it, and I didn't move my fingers. So I said, okay, why you move your finger? He said, I was told in another masjid from our association, but another masjid in the Jersey area. Might not have been one of us that told him because they were visitors from other masjids. He said he was told doing that is tickling the heart of Shaitan. I said, you crazy. So he said, what you mean I'm crazy? I said, if I can get that close to his heart, I'm choking him to death.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I can tickle his heart. I'm going to kill that joker.
That's right.
Yeah, take it out of him. You know what I mean? So here it is. We have an opportunity to kill the acts of Shaitan by just doing good works. What's the proof? Allah says to Muhammad, tell them, I am flesh and blood like you, meaning what Allah gives me, he gives to you. And Allah says to us, in him is the best example for mankind, for the human, the best example. So that means every one of us got that ability. All we got to do is want to do right. Part of wanting to do right is when we see an error, no matter how small it is, no matter how big it is, when we see an error, we ought to work to correct it. Then you become the mercy to humanity because you show people how to get rid of something that may destroy them. When we look in our neighborhood, African Americans, descendants of slaves particularly, there was never such a volume of guns in our community. Since we've been in America. Never. And these volumes of guns are being turned on each other, our young. And I say to my Muslim brothers and sisters, even if you don't have children, how will we stand back and let children kill children? Now, I'm not saying go out and jump in front of a gun. That's not everybody's to do. But we have to speak to family members. If they got boys and even girls these days, they're doing it too. Yeah, yeah. They in the house. We want the family to start watching the family, talking to them. If they're Christian, Muslim, Jew, even if they say they're atheists. Sometimes people say they're atheists because they ain't seen religious people acting right enough to be a part of them. I've heard people say, you know, I mean, this so-and-so is a hypocrite in their family. And it wasn't because they were Muslim. It wasn't because they were Christian, whichever way. I've heard some of both. Over the years, I've heard more of the Christians, but because we've been that longer, no doubt. But we have to be where we take the message to the places where it's needed among our people. Does that mean don't go to Caucasians? You can go to Caucasians, you can go to Hispanics, you can go to Arabs, you can go to whoever. But love our own people enough that we'll share the message. That's the difference of the days of the Nation of Islam. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, it ain't just you, brother. You have to save your people, too. Save yourself and save your people. You can't save yourself without saving your people.
Part of you.
It's part of you. That's right. The only way your extension continues. Your children, your people. That's right. That's right. So we have to, that's what he taught us, and that's what we have to see for ourselves. That in this day and time, it's not horrible. Most of us get home safely every day.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter how terrible the weather gets sometimes, whether it's heat, wet rain, wet frozen snow, whatever it is, most of us get home safe. Most of us get in the house and we recline in our chairs, even if they don't recline back. We find a way to recline and relax and enjoy our families. Our example in the days of the Nation helped a lot of people. I had family members went to the temple with me, shaking the whole time they said they was in there. What scared you the most? I'm calling the white man the devil. They started talking about why I scared you. Well, if I start saying I'm going to lose my job, that means we have to create. We have to be able to take care of ourselves because even the Caucasian, who we know is not just what we called them back then. We needed something to separate us. We know what the shaitan looked like today. He's a whisperer, and I want most of us to recognize, even though the TVs are in front of us, cut the TV off, cut the radio off, cut everything off,
right,
and find out what's whispering to you. You're whispering to yourself. Allah is telling us to deal with that jinn in ourselves before it becomes our shaitan. And the Prophet, prayers and peace upon him, said to his wife, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with him, when she asked the question, you have a jinn too? He said, yes, everyone has a jinn, but mine has submitted. Mine has become Muslim. So we have to ask ourselves, did I become Muslim? I can thank Allah. I've had fight in my life. I had to put people in the hospital a few times. But I've never in my mind found someone that I hate. Some people just hate. They need help. And I'm not saying we just going to go out and we're going to find all the bad people. They need to see good character.
Mm-hmm.
Allah will help everyone by what they see. If they reject what they see, that's on them. So the mercy of humanity, who carries that mantle today? You and I do, the African-American descendants of the slave, not just America, particularly African-Americans who are descendants of slaves. How do we live this Islam? We got to stop wanting to be someone else. Find anybody that's structured and understand the reading of Quran, and they can see the layers of how man is formed. find something in the Quran where even Muhammad the Prophet's people were told to be like him. No, Allah said, what's in him?
Yeah.
That model, that character. Now, with that character, the words from me, Allah talking, the Quran. So when we got people, good people, in other words, if I'm sitting at a dinner table and a Christian stand up, and some people may choke on this because you're following somebody else. And a Christian said, praise be to God. Why wouldn't I say, Ameen?
That's right.
Now I've told Christians, family and otherwise, you can pray in front of me as long as you ain't praying to anything other than God. Anything other than God, and how we know there's a God different from everything else. Muhammad the prophet can't be God.
Mm.
We don't call him that, but he can be God. Why? He have a birthday,
mm-hmm.
and he have a death day.
Mm-hmm.
But how about the rest? He's the model of all prophets. He's the seal. When it says seal, we include model. Everything that was in the prophets, in the messengers, is in Muhammad the prophet. So we don't have to tell somebody and beat them up. Just leave them to think. And thinking rewards us. We heard that before. It reminds us, rewards the believer, right? And it's a reward for the believer. But what's a reminder? A reminder ain't nothing if you can't think about it. You gave me a reminder, but I didn't, oh, man, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be over there such and such time. It makes you think. Oh, yeah, that's right. I did leave my shoes in that bag. Somebody reminded me. You know, you can't find your shoes, but you remember you put them in that brown bag? Oh, man, yeah, that's right. I got to think.
Yeah, that's right.
If we're thinking and we're causing people to think,
right.
and they're thinking and we're thinking on what's right, we'll improve. A major thing that we got to think about, remodeling how we live. We got to see economics being ours. Not because we took it, because we built it. We established it. We don't like the way we've been redlined for years. Don't worry about it. Let's open our banks. Our brothers with the credit union, Graceline Credit Union, they need support. And even in that support, they need to be supported not just with opening up a credit union, but finding people across the country like them that know and understand banking so we could put banks across the country that belong to us. Not one, across the country. Those brothers and sisters, some I've heard from, have land, hundreds of acres of land. I believe one or two had 1,000 acres. What did we do with the land? It was a model we had, our community had. Building a community. So we need to look at, okay, if I wanted to build something and call it a community, I can't call 10 people. I need 1,000 or more. So say I want 1,000 acres. I need people who understand land, earth, healthy earth for living upon, or earth even to raise cattle or whatever the case may be, whatever the purpose. But say we brought 1,000 acres of land. And we put one house on each acre, and each house can house at least 5 members of the family, maybe a house of a father, mother, and 3 children possibly. Could be something else, a mother, father, a child, and a grandmom, a granddad. But 5. If there's 1,000 houses on 1,000 acres with 5 people in it, that means we got a community of 5,000 that we're feeding, housing, selling goods to, et cetera. And we put 4 houses on each acre, and we went to 20,000. 20,000 people. We can do it, but we need to talk. I've mentioned the model, let's stop talking about the model community and let's build it. I've asked one of the sisters of community-wide Shura Conference to aid us in setting up a Zoom. And I didn't set a date, even though we wanted to do it in this month, July. But July is nearly over. But I'm considering if we can pull things together. I think it's the second and the third week I looked at on the calendar of August. If we can do something during that time, even if it's on this particular program or if it's on something different, we like to talk to people who have skills, because we're going to need to talk to large numbers of people regularly in conventions. That's not for me. That's for us to do surer on how should it be conducted, who should be doing the talking, what should be presented, and all of us joining in that can. We need architects. We need engineers. We need people that know land. We need realtors. We need bankers. All those things we need. And many more things. And if we're doing it right, with Allah's help, within a couple of years, we should see in a few different states, maybe somewhere in some states, more than one. But we should see the rise of the model community coming up in our community. Houses not necessarily crowded up on each other. With script malls, there's nothing wrong with us using that term, script malls, on the script. Script malls. Doing what's necessary for serving everything, every need we have, everything you need in the house, everything we need to eat, everything we need for travel, vehicles, and I don't mean just catching the bus. There's some people scared to drive. They may need the bus or be chauffeured. But where we can buy cars from our own people, we need places where we can build our own cars. Excuse me. There's things we have to talk about. But we need people who are what could be pointed out to be leaders in this, that will take a weekend or a week if it's necessary, or a month, every weekend, whichever way we agree on, that we'll have a convention that we're talking from various points that are important to establishing a model community. So we're going to stop right here and take a break. I'm going to give it to Brother James, and then Brother Imam, if you don't mind, when he finishes, you can give us a PSA from the board. And anybody that needs to say something, speak, ask a question, please, Brother Imam, let us know, and we'll turn the mic over to you, so to speak.
All right. Assalamu alaikum. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org. And 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@CWSCCWSHURAA. Email us at info@CWSC.US. Visit AM360.org, PANT Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at CWSC.US. or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Muhammad. I'd just like to, Imam stepped away for a second, but I wanted to comment on something he addressed early in his talk, and it was reference to the kafirs. And I had experienced this situation back maybe in 1975 when I first heard the term. I was out selling Muhammad Speak, and some of the brothers from, at that time, the Orthodox community, they happened to come out of a movie. So I was selling papers, and they called me a kafir. So I didn't know what it was. I didn't know. I didn't understand what he was talking. Matter of fact, I really didn't care. But I was busy selling papers, so all right. And I just flagged them and kept on selling papers. It hadn't been when the man, Muhammad, first mentioned the kafir. It was one thing, and it all came to me. It meant disbelief. And I start laughing because I'm saying that you guys call me a disbeliever. You understand? And to this day, whenever I hear that term, I reflect back at that experience. And when he said that you're calling your family, our people, like he said, the African-American people, descendants of slaves, you're calling us Catholics. You know, it offended me, you know, because these are the same people that supported us in everything, whether they liked it or not. These are the same people that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad brought the message to the black man to. So our journey, we came from opposite ends as far as the mainstream Sunni, as they would call it, at that time. And to this, like I said, to this day, I still get in heated debate about that because personally I thought it was wrong, you understand, and insensitive. But that's the way they was taught. So I accept that. But I just wanted to comment on that situation because it stuck in my mind. And like I said, as soon as you bring, anytime you bring it up, it's like I relive. So I see the imam just came back, so I'd like to turn it right on back to him. You understand? But that was my stand against the kafirs, as they call us.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the halal industry do for sale. So to continue, our trail should be, we should leave a trail of progress because that's what we have so far. When we tell the stories of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, first I'd like to go beyond that. When I tell a story of my life, let's always start with my father, my mother too, my sisters, my brothers. It started with them. I learned very, very much how to be an upright person, honest. You know what I mean? Don't think I didn't have my little bad posture, but I didn't like cursing. So if I didn't like cursing, I didn't like drinking. And none of those things because I didn't see my father do it. I didn't see my older brother do it. You know what I mean? My sisters didn't do it. When I got a little older, I saw some of them doing some things, but the bottom line is that the majority, they didn't do those things. So the image, if it didn't affect me in a good way, maybe I wouldn't have this to say. But it affected me in a good way because I know that I didn't like the taste of foul things. Whether it was just cursing. I leaving the gang, so to speak, of curses, and I used a few words as I walked down the street and I look in the glass as I'm walking past storefronts to see myself, and I would tell myself, my name was Harry back then. I said, Harry, you know this. You ain't no person. You shouldn't do that. You know what I mean? So all of us, listen, I'm not giving a story of Wali Ayub Bilal. I'm giving the story of a human. All of us go through that. All of us have that conversation on things that we have done, good or bad. The majority of us will say when we did something bad, you shouldn't have did that. You might have felt good about it that moment. But your conscience will tell you, your gin didn't succeed to fool you totally. My gin didn't deceive. So Allah is working in us all the time. The value of us building didn't start with bricks and mortar. The value of building started in the home with our parents. And when we became parents, with us and our children. Our parents was an image for us on how to be strong and not be weak. How to be, and some parents are not that strong. But I do believe the majority want to be, even if they're not showing it. So we have to be that image. As Nate Muhammad was mentioning as I was coming back in the room, the Nation of Islam was a picture of strength serving God.
Right.
Some people couldn't take the language. Like I said, my cousins, I took them and they were shaking coming out. I said, what are you shaking for? What are you scared of? He calling the white man the devil. So, but it was true to life. They didn't want to call him the devil and maybe lose their jobs or maybe have the answer because they didn't have the answer. But as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying, when he spoke of them as the devil, he spoke of, look at the conduct, what they did to people all over the world. And that was their way. And still today, look at Putin.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't call him a devil. But look at what he's doing. He's comfortable with blowing up innocent people just to be the boss. That shouldn't be. But Allah says that the mercy to humanity will be passed. He didn't say it in those words. Just listen at the words, though. The mercy of humanity will be passed to someone else if you don't do what you're supposed to do with it. I give it to you what he gave you. The picture of mercy to humanity. I give it to you. You don't do what you're supposed to do with it. I'll take it from you and give it to another people. Today. 2023, and for at least the better part of 100 years has been here in America, given to us through great men before the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but nothing as strong as what was given to the Nation of Islam. That service to God, service to Allah, even without the Arabic. Why is it so important even for us to understand that? Don't give up the Arabic. I'm an advocate that should we get strong by Allah's grace, any school I support, which I pray to support many of them, if we're able to build what we're talking about building, Allah allows us to see it. And that's the only way we ain't going to see it. He don't want us to see it. But we're going to see it. If not every one of us. I die right now and I can't see it, but I see it in my head. But my belief is every child of ours, by the time they get out to sixth grade, from preschool to the sixth grade, they should be having 5 to 6 language introduced to them that they know them back and backwards and forwards in either one of those languages. And again, they'll never make them children inferior again. I know from my own personal life, I've never felt inferior. I'm smaller, physically. I'm smaller than everybody in the family. But I ain't never feel smaller. I didn't feel like I couldn't accomplish what everybody else did. I just look at how did they do. If you picking something up, you big enough to pick up 500 pounds, or maybe not that much. You big enough to pick up 100 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to pick up 100 pounds. I just pick up my weight. Maybe I'm just getting 10 pounds, 20 pounds, but I'm going to carry my weight. I got to walk 10 times as the times you did. You took your 100-pound bag open and dropped it in one shot. And I'm picking up 10 pounds, opening the bag up and picking up 10 pounds of it all at 10 different times, walking 10 times backwards and forward. I guess that was good for my breathing, good for my heart. But the bottom line I'm saying there, everybody got to do their share. We have in us the model. Before we even really met him, I'm talking about the prophet, present, peace be upon him. And remember what he said to his companions. There will be those who have never laid their eyes on me, never seen me, never been over here. And that was said way before any of us knew a Hajj exists.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even exist. And they'll take this, what I'm giving you, this message, talking to his companions, and they'll do more with it than you can do with it. Now, that ain't a put down for his companions. I hear people repeating too much, our brothers from overseas. They are brothers. But they lost it. They lost the picture. When they, our brothers that are Shiites, when they went and wanted to make Ali the prophet, they left Muhammad the prophet because he was the seal of it.
Mm-hmm.
Those who just call themselves Sunni, those who call them whatever it is. Here in America, when people ask me, what do we follow? When I first heard it, I said, what do you mean what I follow? I'm with Imam Muhammad. No, what school of thought? I followed, once I understood, I followed the school of thought of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. There was no name on it. It was Islam, practice Islam. You and I, all of us, we have to strengthen ourselves, to strengthen our people, to strengthen the humanity. We today got to believe that we are the mercy to humanity. Oh, yeah, we got some people out there that look crazy still, look like they don't care. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the insight. They don't have the picture. But how about over in the East? How good do it look to be in an Islamic country that's had it for hundreds of years, no interruption, and somebody say, Assalamu alaikum, and blow a bomb into a masjid during Jummah, and nobody making no noise about that? Then they need to be quiet. They need to be quiet and see what the mercy of the humanity look like.
Sure.
All of us got to get strength to feel that way. Don't we got to insult them? But why are you quiet? Why did you call back home and say, hey, let those people know they were wrong? And in the same area, not the same country, I think it was in somewhere else, where they killed the woman because she took her scarf off.
Iran,
my brother says right here. How you going to get in front of us as Muslims when Allah says there's no compulsion in the religion? You can't find cover your hair in the Quran. It says dress modestly. And then it tells the man, dress modestly. Some of these men walking around here with no belts on and their pants showing their butt crack because they're hanging down. And we allow it to be so loose. Muslims as well. In one masjid, the boy been in more than one of them, all you can see is butts from the men. So they lost it. They're following a style. But who's to remind them? The reminder comes from the new appointed mercy to humanity. African-American people, descendants of slaves, we have to accept that's our job. Somebody can say, no. Just ask them where they're from. You want to say no. Where they're from, and see, then they already have their chance to stay the model. No, we may have had our chance before slavery. As I've said several times, even on AM 360, check the history. Those who were made slaves, the majority of them were Muslims. The Quakers, is documented, went after the slaves and said if they're Christians, they can't. They didn't say if they're black, take them all out of there, you can't make them slaves. Just if they're Christian, that's what the Quakers said. That's documented. Nothing wrong with that. We can applaud that. That at least they fought for their brother regardless of the color of their skin, brother and sister. They fought for them that they wouldn't be slaves. That every now and then we read about an important person that's over here that may be related to the chiefs or the leaders in different countries, and they would let them go, and they wouldn't be slaves. So who are the majority that remain? Muslims. Now, let's not look at a Caucasian and blame him for this. This Allah's doing. They couldn't have made, if Allah wanted us to fight that, no way they could have made all of us slaves. So this took place for a new people to receive the mantle, and that mantle is Islam, to revitalize the opportunity for humanity to find the mercy that Allah left with Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. And you don't have to accept that a job, that as our job. Then who going to do it? Who did Allah give to it to most recently?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Elijah Muhammad, he didn't know where to take us. Well, I bear witness, Ashadu, that he gave to me, his temple gave to me before I went to Vietnam. I had to pay for it, but he gave to me 3 books to read that I paid for. How to Eat to Live, Message to the Black Man. What was the message to the black man? You know what I mean? Serve your Lord. Serve Allah. That's what he was talking about. And at that time, I believe Donald Elijah Muhammad couldn't read but maybe a few words of Arabic. And I brought the Quran and took it to Vietnam and dumped 3 books and the Bible and the dictionary. I read as much as I can that when we wasn't killing each other or somebody trying to kill us. You know what I mean? The Vietnamese was fighting us and we was fighting them. We wasn't carrying bodies. I wasn't reading. I mean, I was reading while I was back in the field. Got a chance to read. Allah gave us the Quran. He gave us Islam. We don't have to be different. We have to be ourselves and build for ourselves, build the model community. We're not talking about money right now. We're talking about those who can see something as a model community and is willing to take what they see and incorporate it with the rest and share it with people that we'll be talking to about 1,000, Allah willing. Maybe not this year, but next year. But we need a small forum to get those who will speak. This is not a one-man job. This is ours collectively. We need architects and engineers from all over the country, from among us, all over the country, to get together and be willing to represent the model community building all over the United States. Who did that before? The Nation of Islam, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Temples in every major city. We have temples in every state. And every major city before the Honorable Elijah Muhammad passed, and many of the smaller cities, and even because of his wife, Sister Clara Muhammad, and his doing, we had the universities of Islam in many of those large cities. Smaller schools in some places, but the larger cities, Philadelphia, one of the ones who had a University of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
New York, Chicago, the bigger cities, yes, they had them. Then we get the blessing to have Imam Muhammad come and give us a better picture of what we were sitting on and even helped us even to see the school. We can even break it down even clearer. It was Clara. She was the one who made it clear, Clara, to say, that you have to kill me dead as that doornail before I let you take these children out of here. That strength came from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, and no children, yeah, and no children were taken out of her house.
That's right.
For that, that's right. But she stood up, yeah. All of this in the name of Islam. What is Islam? Is Islam a religion? No. We use that term to equate ourselves with others and others with us. But Islam is willingly submitting your will to God. And Allah says, I made everything in Islam. The bricks that we got today was something else. But Allah made it so it will submit to us as it's submitted to Allah. It's obedient. I myself, man, you, this stuff ain't be everything obeys Allah. The wind, the rain, the water, the air, everything. And we can use it to our liking. Prayerfully, we'll use it for what's good. So it's time to build. Not one of us, all of us. Shura Benahum, the imam. We were reading it. Mutual consultation was not something new to many of us. We read it in the Quran in English. But when he gave it to us, that many of us remember that. When he started giving it to us across the rostrum, during his first Sundays, a couple of the conventions, Shura Benahum. He tried it with the imams, if you all remember. He tried giving it, and they found that the imams didn't see it, so he stopped it. He told us all in the room, I stopped it because you imams are using it wrong. He said, I didn't put you all up to control the movement of everywhere. I put you there so you would include everybody across the country. Good imam. These are good imam, but they didn't know. So they had, you know, when you don't know something, you get up and you can do the best you can. You get your butt spanked. When it showed, you didn't really know what you did. But we don't frown upon them. They're good brothers. Still good brothers. So here was an example that the Honorable Imam Muhammad, he's honorable too, he walked us through so we could see what he wanted done. It didn't stop. As he said, put me in a good place. In other words, he knew when he was saying that he wasn't going to be here forever. Put me in a good place. Build the model community. Don't stop now. We can't stop now. And many other phrases that's telling us that our life is supposed to be dedicated to work that belongs to our people and people in general, but as a service to Allah. He don't need nothing we doing, Allah that is. He don't need nothing we doing but to prove that you, all of us, are obedient to God, obedient to the Creator, obedient to Allah, and the many other names in different languages. When it means God, the God, not the partners, that's wrong. Partners ain't mean nothing with God. Now, we got partners. These two brothers right here, I to them and they to me, we partners. We work in Islam to get things done. That's three human beings coming together to do what we can do. But when it comes to Allah, the Creator, a person looks kind of crazy really saying that he got a partner. You know what I mean? Especially a partner with a birthday. Yeah. If he was going to make a birthday, a person with a birthday, his son, I think Adam would have fit that more than anybody else. Now, who am I? I ain't nobody, so nobody might want to hear that, but Adam was absolutely born without nothing else. We could say Eve, too, Hawa. We could say her, too, but no, she was born from him. According to the scriptures, took him from the rib, and men started making fun of that. Yeah, took her from the crooked spot. Why you got to say that? Our ribs ain't crooked. It's like a hanger holding the coat up. If it was shaped some other way, ain't no telling what our body would look like. Well, Allah know what he's doing, you know what I mean? But we got men that you know, the woman, she's born from the crooked rib. That's why you can't trust her. I remember hearing that. I trust my mother. You know what I mean? They looked at me strange. You'd be surprised how many people talking ain't never gave no thought to what their parents meant, should have meant to them if it didn't mean that. But we have to see this is our time. Our time to move, our time to get the job done. We can let somebody else come in and help. But it's our time to be the example. building the model community is on us. We mentioned through Community-Wide Shore Conference over AM360s and other places, the 50-year plan. All of us should be about the 50-year plan. I had a talk yesterday with Sister Martha, and we talked about an hour and a half. And I didn't hear nothing wrong, even though I was talking about a 35-year plan. Now, my push is economics. I love everything else, don't get me wrong, but you can't do everything else without economics. You can't build a model community without economics. You can't gain weight, eat, without economics. Right in our face, 2023, this world makes fun of us by saying, in the black community, food deserts, meaning that we don't grow our own food. We don't raise our own food. We don't sell our own food. We don't have no food unless somebody bring it to us. We're going to change that. If it pleases Allah, I pray he give us a long time, all of us, to live. Whether I see you, know you by name or whatever, I'm including you. So we can get this work done from the experiences we have, from the love that we have from what Allah has already given us. And I'm a person myself, like I said, I've never in my life hated anybody. And I say, and the brothers will bear witness, and people that knew me all my life, pretty much, they hear me say, if I die right now, I've had heaven all my life. All my life. I don't see, and I've been in prison. I've been in Vietnam. and the people that, when I got to Vietnam, they took me from being a cook because they wanted me to re-enlist. And they put me on the front line. Like they're going to scare me. I said, do I got bullets? The lieutenant said, oh, are you threatening me? I said, you threatening me? You know what I mean? No, I ain't threatening you if you ain't threatening me. But whatever you doing to me, that's what I'm doing to you. But came home safe by God's permission.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heaven there.
You gotta
take a stand. That's right. And my stand wasn't in hate.
That's right.
My stand wasn't in hate. My stand is you ain't gonna make me do what I don't want to do. That's why I said if I was a slave and had the mindset I had now, I'd probably been killed early on because I'd have looked at all these slaves and a few drops with rifles in the dark crowd, and we'd have run them horses. We'd have pulled them horses down as well as their guns. You know what I mean? So they're, and not that, you know, I ain't no bad guy. I ain't no guy like that. But I will stand for what's mine. And Muslim, you submit your will to Allah. You can't run.
Read him just to be quiet.
Yeah, all that. That's right. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave
that. Establish that right in.
That's right. Freedom.
Man, grew on.
That's right. Freedom, justice, and equality.
That's right.
Islam.
That's
you know what
right.
I mean?
In Islam.
You know what I mean? So we have to see. Our life is today put in a manner that we have work to do, and that work is as close as we can get to each other. This AM 360, prayerfully, the brothers and sisters that are around me, they know what we're trying to do on the economic trail. And we've had our challenges here, but we can do it. That one of the things, we got to have a tower. And when I say tower, I mean we have to be able to communicate. All this communication done Wi-Fi and everything else, TV and whatnot, we need our own towers so we can talk to the world, not just talk to just a small tower in Philadelphia with a radius of 300 miles or less. No, we want to talk to the whole world. And I have asked the sister also in that conversation that my intent was using the think tank of Muslim, Muslim community, Muslim shores. Excuse me for you all that I'm throwing the letters around wrong, but the community-wide shura conference. That's what I'm trying to say. That body has served, whether we know it as a majority or not, as a think tank for us. And like I said, I remember years ago when the imams, we were put to a vote who wants them to exist. I'm thankful to Allah. I was an eyeball. I felt they should exist. Who said me or us as imams? We could do all the thinking. And then our thinking, we see, it's good, but the bad part sometimes is just limited to what you can say on the rational. Now, we need a complete body. Think about all we was a head. I'm looking at Nate and James. They ain't got much hair on their head. But let's say we just head, just sitting around, and ain't got a think tank, ain't got a body movement. You know what I mean? No, that ain't enough. We need everybody. We need everybody, and we need everybody in their skills. I might know what it looked like to have a think tank, but I know they know what to do. So the goal is, yes, to have a tower that they would be entrusted to know everything that is utilized by communicating by way of having your own tower. Because if we get the money, Allah willing, we live to get it. We're going to get that. We're going to put that. See, these things are, I don't need a house. I got a house. I don't need a car. I don't need clothes. My children ain't hungry. We need to build something that's bigger than all of us, that helps all of us, that helps us communicate and be a picture to everyone. Our brother that got the studio, what's his name, the base movies, African-American.
Tyler Perry.
Yes, I was so pleased to hear that. But we got to have our own in every state, probably. Where we can tell the stories like they want to tell us in school, don't teach our children what happened. We got to tell them. But we got to tell them that was just the beginning. What they did, look at the finish that Allah is allowing us to do. To stand up and be somebody. And not just like Jesse and the rest of them said, even though that was good to hear them say it. But what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was blessed to give us was the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And the brothers who had orientation class, at least up in Philadelphia, it was said, pass these tests, these classes, and your gift is a Quran Sharif. And sometimes he'll say Quran Kareem.
Mm-hmm.
That means you got a Quran. But just going to class, you're graduating, you ain't getting a report card, you're getting a Quran.
Mm-hmm.
So people want to say he didn't put us on the right track. No, yes, he did. And he knew what he was saying about Farad Muhammad. He said Farad Muhammad had a father who was black named Alfonso. And his mother was named Gigi. She was white. The white man is the devil, but she was white. Now think about that. Think about that Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Yeah, he was working. He was working.
He's psychological.
That's right. He made it happen. By Allah's permission. And the man wrote on the back of the door when first he said he tried to have a boy and it was a girl. So he said, oops, I missed that time. Could you imagine God saying that? Me and you could say that, but ain't no God saying. See, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was showing us. This ain't God I'm giving you. I'm giving you God's message, but not the man. He said to us in orientation class, that this picture you see of him, that's Farad Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him. Have mercy on him. Joanna in paradise also. He said when he returned, he won't look like that. Now, he was out in California working with some of the imams up, out there who was ministers back then, but also became imams when the titles changed. But he lived out there at Imam Muhammad's funeral. I took a picture with my son and his son together. Now, pride is God? No. And one of the things, one of the brothers, Jihad Sambari, he reminded me. He often reminds me when we speak like this. He said, and remember, the prayer that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, surely I turn myself to ye, O Allah, striving to be upright, right, to you who created the heavens and the earth. Now, that ain't Farad. Farad had a birthday. Farad was younger than my father, if I remember correctly. You know what I mean? Now, he might not have been, but I think he was younger than my father. So how that happen? In the message that he was giving us to uplift us, wasn't for us to become just firefighters so to speak, but to become builders, establishers, showed us about the bank, told us inside stories of doing business. Salon, the dentist out there in Chicago, when I went out there, across the street, other business centers, all the clothes that was made, the uniforms, was once upon a time made in Chicago. Philadelphia started doing some itself, and I guess other cities too, but once upon a time, your clothing factory for the uniform was right out of Chicago. He's showing us how to do things. Have a headquarters, but then grow. We have to do the same thing. We have to build a community. And we have to see each other as capable of handling their job. I'm going to say clearly right now, if Bilal's Inc., the halal industry, has the favor of Allah to grow in volume of creating economics, I don't care if it costs a million or millions to put towers or put business in place. I ain't got enough sense or knowledge to be over them. But I do got enough sense to know that somebody got to make the money to purchase the things we need so those who are qualified can go and make those things happen. And that's don't get that spirit because I said it. That's what Allah calls us to. Allah calls us to the point that when we look at each other, I created you male and female, from it, tribes, nations, all of that. He's telling us we're a family. We're one family. This world has been made black and white, no question about it. We don't just try to become what we can't be right now. Let's be who we are and build and let the others follow the example. And corruption can't come with us.
Right.
I told brothers a long time ago, this meat processing plant could have been open if I wanted drug money. It's halal. No drug money, no gambling money, nothing corrupt. And we're going to expand. And if it pleases Allah, if Allah take me right now, like I said, I've had heaven all my life, I pray that the brothers and sisters that are still holding on will be able to develop the properties and still do what needs to be done. And as I told them, if you see it need to take a different twist a little bit, because they're honest people, they ain't thieves. In other words, yesterday I might have been standing on one and one might be looking good, but I'm going down and two might look better.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that have to be done, but we have to, all of us collectively, look at ourselves and see what am I good for? I've been a philanthropist even as a child. I would always share. One of my sisters told me, you know, you always would give your stuff to everybody else. Maybe that's why I'm so skinny. Anyway, let us take another PSA. Brother James.
Yes, sir. And Brother Iman, you can put it right in there when he says.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do for Self, with your host, Iman Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. AM360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit AM360.org's Parent Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Yes, once again, Man Wali Ayub Bilal, Halal Industry, Do for Self. So, as I was saying, we want to build. We want, and when I say we, I'm not talking about just us few that sit here in Philadelphia. We include you. We need to build. We need your strength, not your money. And we're not calling for that. We may one day do that, but prayerfully, as we build or when we get moving to building, we pray to have the business open where the business can write all the checks. That don't mean somebody can't help. But the bottom line is collectively, where should we start? We need to know that collectively. If I got all the money here with us, it ain't got to be in Philly first. We see a better site somewhere else, that's where we're going. And I don't mean going like I'm going to go live there, but going to build it. He is, if Allah bless us to have something, then we share it as best we can. Those who are in education know for a fact we got to have schools. I've always said that we will have a section that will be called the University of Islam, taking it from the first. But in that would be Clara Muhammad School. I would even think a preschool or something right after that school that would be the something that identify Elijah Muhammad's studies or whatever the case may be. And, of course, the University of W.D. Muhammad. Now, those are names I'm looking at. You might see how to use those same names and it sound much better than what I'm saying. But I'm saying that we should do that. We should establish what Allah gave us, what he blessed us with. Not to copy off anybody else. It's just right. I talk to these brothers, if they would tell you, I talk about my father all the time. Not every minute, but when they start talking about who's been good in my life, my father, and my mother, just as much. The difference is my mother passed when I was 7. But what I remember of her was great. Father was around until I was about in my 30s, a little longer, whatever. But the bottom line is, collectively, all of us, from one end of this America to the other end, top and bottoms, north, east, west, and south, we need to pull the best minds, get rid of any difficulty that, you know me, I can't see that person over there because that person looking like they're advancing ahead of me. See what the quality is. Quality might be that that person is doing something that actually you need to get where you're going. But collectively, we need each other. If I had everything that I expect to come from that meat processing plant, everything, I need everybody else's mind to say, how should we do that? The business side, I think I can work that. And what I mean by the business side, we want to do within the first year 1 million pounds of meat, beef. We're going to do lamb, goat, and poultry also. But we want to do beef as our measurement, our measuring tool. 1 million pounds, we want to be in that position to send that out each week within a year. If it takes 2 or 3 years, fine. But it should be done within a year. What do that mean? That means that for every one of those head of animals, cattle, we have ability to open up clothing and furniture manufacturing because you have the leather, the suede from the lamb and the goat. You got the shearling. You got the cashmere. And, of course, the poultry, you have, what do they call it, the tight coats they call them now. Either way, with the feathers inside. There's a term for it, though. I just slipped my head right now. Those things will produce more. Why? Because those are manufacturing plants also. They can't be done in the same building. But you're talking about a lot of animals that's being slaughtered, even though our measurement is off of the beef. We're going to need these same places duplicated throughout the country. It ain't something that just stay in one place. Most of the businesses that would be funded by the economics of Bilal Inc., the halal industry, if Allah please, a loan to the business. I've had money before and I put people in business. but I seen a quality in them. It showed me, you, not that I was trying to be, but I ain't a lot. I seen something in them, but I should have been able to see also they didn't want their own business. When I put the money out, a number of them didn't work out. So the money was kind of like wasted. But I learned that, no, find those who are either already in business, those who want to be in business, and support them. Because if they want to be, it's like a person needing a house, needing a place to stay, needing a car. They need that. They want that. The people that I did it for, they thought they was doing me a favor. And I told them, no, you ain't doing me no favor. I put the thing in your name. You know what I mean? I appreciate that, but, no, I wanted you to make money. Why? Because if we make money together, we change the way our community looks. Every child growing up seeing things or people doing things that look like them. I came up, I remember, I didn't see it as a youngster, but I saw pictures later. I'm crawling around on the floor in a restaurant, must have been less than a year old. And I come to find out as I look at the pictures, my mother's restaurant. My aunt are right in there, all of them working together. Then a few blocks from there, I grew up going in there with my father. They got a auto body shop, my father and his brothers. And each one of them got a trade. My father was motor. My uncle was transmission. Another uncle was body work. And another one was upholstery. They could make a car from scratch. So that's what we need. Who could do this and who want to do it? Somebody might could do it and don't want to do it. Well, will you mind instructing, showing others how to do it? Let's bring our community to life by giving it life. And again, I'm not saying money. We don't need money. No question about it. These people that held me up here 18 years. But as I said, sometimes Allah will let you struggle with something to see if you committed to what you're struggling for or you got another motive. I know my motive ain't money because I was offered money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it ain't that. It's the motive is let's do better for our people. Let us have the things that's necessary for our people. Let's wake our people up. If we wake our people, we'll guarantee others will wake up because they will learn from what we do. And we won't lose because Allah will favor. He's already favoring us, but we will see it. And he'll put us in a place that actually is rewarding. No question about it, it's rewarding. It is ours to do today. It is ours to remind the world what they left off, so busy trying to be seen that they left off what is right. No compulsion in the faith, no religion, no compulsion. Just do the right thing and people be doing it. Why didn't we come to the nation? The right thing was being done and we wanted to be there. We wanted to be a part. The Muhammad speaks that had to be sold. Most of us liked it. There was a couple of brothers that didn't like it. And we didn't bother them because we didn't see them on the corner. We didn't even use the language no compulsion.
That's right.
But we didn't bother them. Those of us that liked daughters, hey, we had a full day of happiness dealing with our people, selling papers. Coming in, I knew one brother, he would come in every night, turn in his paper money. And I would ask him, I said, how much you got tonight, brother? And I'd ask him purposely because he might say 25 cents, 75 cents. He never say like $3 or more. I said, why you keep coming out? Why don't you hold your money? He come every night, 7 days a week. I said, why don't you hold all your money and come once? I said, because you ain't driving, you're paying car fare. That car fare could be money going towards your paper. And he looked at me, and he's shorter than me. He looked up, and he said, with a serious face, he said, I got to give Mr. Muhammad his money. I said, you're right, brother. I ain't got nothing
can't argue with that.
Can't argue with that, you know what I mean? So, and that brother is a good brother. He's still around today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he does what he do, you know what I mean? And we can utilize him, too, at one point. I mean, one day, inshallah, in the field that he's in. So everybody, we all got to know Allah did not separate us for the reason that we should be separated and never successful. He allowed that separation so we can prove that, one, he's God, and his favor is upon us just like everyone else. Nobody thought the Arabs would amount to anything, but Allah gave them Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. Allah gave us the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. So all we got to do is we do our work. And one other thing I just want to add, a little off topic but on topic, if it pleases Allah, and that is we quote too much from other people from around the world. One day, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, maybe sooner, people are going to be picking up books from what we write and seeing how we understood Islam. Someone tells us, and try to listen to some of it, and you'll see it'll get tired. Your sins. I don't sin, man. What the heck are you talking about? I don't sin. Pray. I've been praying since I came in 1969, excuse me, coming out of Vietnam. So, we had a saying in the nation, go out and fish, bring the people in that need this message.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the lieutenant or somebody walk by, they see us, some of us standing there talking, they said, brother, we told y'all to go fish. All y'all whales, you don't need to be talked to. Go get some people that ain't heard this.
That's right.
So we are people like whales.
That's right.
We've been praying. We ain't sinning. You know what I mean? I ain't saying nobody among us do any sins. But as a majority, I'd be willing to say we don't sin. I mean, you know, you're talking to us about that. No, what we need to know is how to come together and build.
That's okay.
You know what I mean? If we take some of that starvation, and I don't mean food, starvation from out of our community and come alive as a people building, having economics, et cetera, we'll see a different community out of our young, out of our old, all of that. And that's what we have to believe, that Allah will allow us to be the mercy to humanity of this day and time, right here in America. Once upon a time, Negro, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called us. And I like to say the African-American descendant of slaves. And I say that with pride for me, because we are the descendant of slaves. It's too many African-Americans that ain't African-American descendants of slaves. And many of them, they don't let us not dislike them, but they don't care to do business with us. They came over on these shores, had babies, their children are African-Americans. They are living here. That makes them American. But their children that's born here from an African family are African Americans. But the distinction is we're descendants of slaves.
Mm-hmm.
We should not get it twisted. And if you don't think you can get it twisted, find the African, our brothers, we love them. I ain't speaking hate. But find the ones that live in your city and go down and see how they treat you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, as a people, they may treat you nice. You might know how to get the respect. But as a people, they don't. It's like they'll walk past us. So we got to teach them. And I don't mean teach them the old-fashioned way, take them somewhere and beat them. No, teach them by showing through our action. We'll grow up, we'll do better, and we'll show the rest of the world how we should be living. I'm going to do another PSA for a few minutes here. And
join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org.
and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, Parent Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Assalamu alaikum, Nate Muhammad again. Just wanted to make a comment based on what Imam was talking about, another one. And I'm basing it on my experience within the community. And this goes back to, we used to argue, I'll argue with other brothers, and they all wanted to shoot down the Nation of Islam. You know, and I'm telling them, if you've never been through it, you don't understand it. And if you was outside looking in, then you're only going by what you see and what somebody else was saying. Mm-hmm. And my experience from the Nation of Islam, just like when we first came in to get our ex, like the Imam said, that they gave him a message to the black man, they gave him a Quran and how to eat to live. And this is what I told the brothers, that the Nation, to me, my experience, it was a message for the black man. It wasn't a message for mankind. It was a message for the black man, the lowly, downtrodden people that been drugged through the mud in America, and we had an opportunity to rise up and take your rightful place. That's what I was told. And I'm sitting here, all the experience that we encountered, it built you up. Matter of fact, personally, myself, it taught me to love myself. You know, the society taught us to hate each other, or hate ourselves. But if we hate ourselves, we automatically going to hate our people. Mm-hmm. So it taught me to love our people. That's why we used to go out, and it was easy to fish to get the people, because we showed them that we liked them. We showed them that we made them feel part of us. And we got the enjoyment out of just seeing the man and we said, yeah, that's my fish. And then we would walk around, yeah, that's my fish. Yeah, that's my fish. That's right. And what we did was we introduced them to rise up, clean your life up, stop worrying about what the society said. Now, when we come to I always call them Orthodox Muslims. When we come to them, they saying you're not on the Sunnah. Mm-hmm. I said, no, we couldn't have been on the Sunnah. You understand? Because we had to get cleaned up first. Mm-hmm. First of all, we had to get knowledge of ourselves. We had to get cleaned up. Now, Imam Muhammad, matter of fact, down to Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased when I'm told it, that somebody's going to come later and teach you the religion. Mm-hmm. So, when I heard that, oh, shoot, I'm just going to wait on whoever coming. And when he came, oh, there go Imam Muhammad. He the one with the religion. He the one really taught me. I know that. He taught me through my understanding of the religion.
Yeah.
So I was sitting here, and I'll stand up to anybody based on what the Imam Muhammad taught me. I stand up to anybody. I'm not ashamed of that. Mm-hmm. That's part of me, and I enjoyed every bit of it because it made me a better and wiser person. So all this, when we go with the other brothers, with the hawk and all, you can't teach me the religion,
right.
You know. Now, you can share your experience about the religion through your life, you understand, but you can't teach me. You can't teach me the religion. Now, I sit there, and like I said, I put up what the Imam taught me up against anybody.
Wow.
I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not afraid of it, you know. And I tell them, now, this is us. Now, if we get the spirit that we had behind the island of Elijah Muhammad, get it behind what the Lord wants, how he wants done, we're AM360, we'll build the model community almost overnight because that spirit was behind us, and we was all fired, and the people was used to sit up here. I see the gleam in your eyes. You understand? You even glowing, your skin, you know, and I said, yeah, because we stopped eating that hog, drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, all that stuff. That comes off your skin. It shows all on your skin. It makes you look like dull, you know. And we used to talk about the people because we knew. But I'm just sitting up here saying that our experience from the nation and under Imam Muhammad prepped us.
Yeah.
To deal with this society, because nobody's been standing up to this society but us. I know that.
Yeah.
Why? Because we was on the other side of the fence, and we took all the bad part of it. We took the whole bread. But we can stand up, and we, you know, like I say, we took a licking, and we still take it.
Amen.
And now it's time to take advantage of the opportunity, because this is our time now.
Amen.
This is our time to show, and you can tell by here, like AM360, they whole program, the way they set up and how they got this is the flow. So all we have to do is, hey, we get unite. That's our, that whole three things: unite, do for self, to build our model community. That's our model. They said, what kind of plan we got? That's our plan. You know, our destination is to the halal industry, establishing the halal industry. That's our plan. That's what we strive for. We rose out of all the madness, the myths. What we now, we live a so-called, we used to call it hopeful. But now, it's halal. It's halal now. You're in our direction. That's what we want. A halal disposition atmosphere. And, you know, that's our whole purpose of doing everything. So, you know, the man, you know, let me say a couple things, because based on this conversation, for my experience, what we experience, we want to share our experience with the people, and that's our wealth. We share our experience, you know, and that's what relieves the people to share and to see that, yeah, we can do this, or it can be done, you know, based on our experience. So, you know, I appreciate my little, I call it 2 cents, but it's bigger than that. But I appreciate it. You need to share it. All right. We got 1 minute, so I might as well continue for that minute. Why not? What, you know, let them push me off, take me off, give me the hook, you know. But, no, it is the honor. It is the honor to be in the position that we can reflect back from our experience up to this day, because we grew from that day we first walked in the nation's ground to the day. We have arrived. That's we're proud. We are a product of that journey, or that legacy that between the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. So, you know, I really appreciate that. You know, coming the next program, we probably have more to say. So, with that, I'd like to thank everybody, AM360, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I mean, I saw that one.